Indies declared at 411 for 5 and set England an impossible 552, though 13 and a quarter hours were left. In this test, England had fallen back on grit and experience to open the innings in the persons of Edrich and Close. That Saturday evening, they needed both qualities, as Henry Blofeld and Fred Truman appreciated.
Holding his bowling from the Warwick Road end with, well, four slips, let's call them, four slips and a gully, one man, a cover point, Padmore, and then three short legs, or two short legs and a leg slip, one forward short leg and one backward short leg. And Daniel there at leg slip. And here comes Holding, sprinting up to the wicket. He bowls now. Oh, and this is another bouncer. Close swivels round, gets out of the way. Murray goes across, takes it in front of King there at first slip. King falls down, taking avoiding action. And with Murray standing over him, they have a conversation. And King has said something that has made Murray laugh. He shakes. Anyway, there's a bit of humour about us. Holding walks slowly back into the distance. It looks a slow walk. He's very long in the leg. He probably covers the ground quicker than he looks. Now, here he is. He certainly runs in at absolutely breakneck speed. He's up now, past alley. He bows. Oh, and that's another short one. Close. Backs away as it flies past his shirt buttons. Well, that's two in a row. And I'm quite certain, in a way, although he can't exactly be enjoying it, but Close, will be, in a set part of him, will be relishing this. He loves a fight, and there's no one better equipped to take these fast bowlers on than Brian Close, even at the age of 45. But I do agree with Fred that I think the West Indies ought to pitch this ball up more. They found in the first innings that as soon as they did, they got Brian Close out. His reflexes may have been a little slow, and when the ball was pitched up the first evening, the batsmen were more in trouble than when it was bowled short. Here's Holding again. He's racing in. He bowls to Close. That's a short one. He takes it on the body, and even Brian Close is staggering after that one. He buckled at the knees for a moment. And seeing this, John Edrich comes down the wicket to talk to him. Dear old Brian Close, he's still not rubbing anything. And he's looking quite unconcerned now, joining in Edrich, talking, patting down the wicket. I think, in fact, having been hit in the side by that one, he slightly lost his balance as he moved over to the offside. I would think that was probably the reason, wouldn't you, Fred?
I don't know. I think it hurt the old boy. He buckled a little bit of the knees. It was a nasty one. It was, and when you can see where they're patting down, it wasn't all that short.
Well, that's
it came up, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And has not rubbed any part of him. What an amazing man he is. Now here's Holding. In again. Up to the wicket. He bowls now. It's a short one. Close. Backs away. And now I think Bill Alley is going to step in. He does. He warns Holding. He gives him his first warning. And quite rightly so too, I would say. He has bowled Close four short balls in that over. You may say that the one which hit him in the middle was not as short as all that, but three of the others were deliberate bouncers.
Close and Edrich battled through to the close of that day and put on 54 for the first wicket. Neither was ever to play for England again. But their bravery was not enough. England were all out for 126 and lost by a record innings and 425 runs.